Alright. Here we go.
Go ahead.
This is the first.
This is the first. I'm doing a naked lap interview.
Yep.
Well, Casey's doing the naked lap interview. Casey's doing the naked.
You can be naked too if you want.
No, we'd never get to the interview. You sitting naked in my lap would be about a 3-second interview. So, let's tell everyone who you are.
Casey from clubcasey.com.
And everyone knows Casey from her adult films as well as her website.
Yep.
And you've been in the business for?
5 years.
On and off, kind of. You're not
on and off, yeah.
Not steady.
Nope, not at all.
5 years, about how many movies?
I'm guessing 50.
About 50. So that's really not a lot in this day and age.
No, definitely not.
And what are some of the best of those?
Do you want to know my favorite?
Yeah, tell me your favorite.
Gangland 33.
Why?
First of all, Marcus was in it, so obviously I love that. And I don't know, everyone just had a really great vibe there, so.
Now, you like Marcus a lot.
I love Marcus.
That was Marcus. Of the 50 movies you've done, about how many has Marcus been in?
Probably like 6, I think, if even.
You've requested him, though, a few times. I believe an anabolic movie you requested
him. Yep.
Didn't you try and change your last name for all? Are you going to be Casey Marcus?
Are you talking about the Nasty Girls thing?
Yeah.
I just got done with shooting a scene with Marcus. Or not a scene, but a photo shoot with Earl Miller. And ended up doing Nasty Girls after that. But, yeah.
Now, what are you shooting for? Who are you shooting for now?
Just my website.
Which is?
ClubCasey.com.
There we go. Got to plug that all the time. So, not videos, but... Are you shooting full scenes for your website, or what are you shooting for your site?
Yes. Videos, webcam, pictures, everything.
So the full,
yep.
Hardcore, softcore, pretty
yep.
girl.
Everything.
Solo scenes mm-hmm. on there? Boy-girl?
Yep. Boy-girl, solo, girl-girl.
Now, you're located in Florida, yeah?
Orlando, yep.
So you're working with local talent there?
Yeah.
So it's not the Valley talent.
It hasn't really worked out too well so far, but...
You gotta get Marcus to Florida.
I know.
Okay, Marcus, if you hear this, you need to get to Florida, because Casey apparently wants to have sex with you.
Always.
I don't know why she's sitting on my lap, but she wants to have sex with Marcus. Or is that a good thing? Sitting on my lap reminds you of Marcus?
Yep.
Yeah. What is it about Marcus that you like?
His personality, plus he's hot. I love his dick.
No, he's not the biggest guy you've ever worked with, right? So it's not the...
No.
But he has
he's
a good
just
size.
He's awesome.
Dick.
Yeah.
All right. Why does he always wear the hat?
What's I don't know.
That? Always.
I have no clue.
He does sex scenes with hats on.
I know.
Have you ever done another scene with a guy with a hat on?
I don't think so.
He's like the only guy. And he always does it.
He's weird.
There's something growing out of his head, huh?
I think
it's like some creature. It's like controlling him.
Probably.
But, you know... We love Marcus. Well,
we do love Marcus.
You love Marcus
I love
in a
Marcus.
Different way than the rest of us love Marcus. You love Marcus, you know, in ways that are making my jeans all wet. What's up with that?
Really?
Yeah. God, she's getting wet just thinking about you, Marcus. It sure is not my lap that's doing it. Now, have you found it hard to find good talent for your website shoots?
In Florida, it's definitely extremely difficult. It's not like it is in L.A. at all.
Everywhere you look, there's a porn star.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's a lot of hot girls in Florida. No?
Yeah. Too bad all of them suck.
Oh, okay. So a lot of hot girls who need some work on their scenes.
They're all stuck up.
Well, you need to teach them.
I know. Need to teach them some fucking deep throating skills or something.
You can teach that?
I hope so.
How much can you deep throat?
What's the biggest?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Could you deep throat Marcus?
Yeah.
And he's what, like 8?
Probably.
And what
Maybe
about Lex?
Bigger. I don't know. I don't like
Lex.
Lex is
like 13.
Like him. I don't like
him. Why not?
Lex.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't like his personality.
Is his dick too big?
It's not that. I just don't like his personality.
But his dick's not too big? It's a big dick. But that's okay.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
It's like, what, 11? And Mandingo's 13 is what they say?
Something ridiculous.
So, you've worked with Mandingo, right? Or no? No.
Wasn't that the Joey Silvera scene?
Oh, yeah. I always think it's Lex. That was Mandingo, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest guy you've ever been with? Probably?
No.
No.
The biggest guy I've been with is not in porn.
Really? So there's a guy out there bigger than Mandingo, not in porn?
It's pretty fucking thick.
Is he a black
that's
guy?
I do know. No. A white guy.
Okay. Okay, she's going to be in trouble. Now, she says somewhere there's a white guy out there with a dick bigger than Mandingo. Are you sure it's not a horse?
I'm positive.
You're positive it's not a horse.
I'm not into bestiality.
I don't know.
It's all not right. My thing.
Now, where did you meet that guy?
A bar.
A bar.
I kind of dated him for a little while, but...
Did you like his personality?
Yes, definitely.
Was he as hot as Marcus?
Nope.
No. But bigger than Mandingo.
Yes.
Damn.
He was definitely huge.
Definitely huge. All right. What's the last movie you've done? It's been a couple years, right?
Yes.
Yeah?
I don't know the name of it.
Okay. But that wasn't the Gangland movie. That was...
No.
That was like your second or third time around,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you'd come out...
I think I was like 20 or 21 when I did Gangland. Yeah.
And you're 23 now?
Yeah.
So you were just barely 18 when you got in. You were a naughty
one
girl.
1 month after 18.
All right, well, let's go back and talk a little bit about you. Where'd you grow up?
Orlando.
So you were born and raised and stayed there?
Yep.
Florida girl?
Yep.
What were you like as a young Casey?
I was not normal when I was little. I was evil.
Do you think you're normal now?
No, but I was evil when I was little. I used to hold my breath until I turned black and blue if I didn't get my way, because I was spoiled.
Do you still do that?
No.
No, now you just ask for what you want? Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. So you got into porn at 18. Were you sexual before that?
Yes.
Very?
Not like in videos, but...
Right, but...
Well, I probably had sex with three guys, I think.
So you were fairly... You had sex with three or four guys before porn?
Three.
That's not a lot.
No.
When did you start?
16.
So three guys in 2 years, and then all of a sudden...
You just however many...
You know what? I think today I'm going to go to the Valley and fuck the biggest black dicks I can find.
Yep.
Why?
Marcus is the first black guy I fucked. Maybe that's why I like him so much.
I see. Oh, that's even better. So what made you decide to go out and... I mean, it's kind of a big jump from
an
Florida girl to...
An
Oh, well, you talked about that in some of your movies.
He was in one of them.
Shh. In one of them. Which one was he in?
I'm not telling you. That's top secret.
I'll go back and find it.
You don't know if it's him or not. You don't know his name.
It's going to be one of your first three movies. I can find that out. And if it's not a regular... Is it a regular porn guy?
I'm not telling you.
You're not telling me.
No.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not going to tell you.
All right. Well, then I won't ask you.
Because don't talk shit to me.
Why would I talk shit to you?
I don't know.
You're naked in my lap. I'm not talking shit to you. I'm not doing anything to offend you and make you move.
Nope. I'm not telling you.
Please?
Nope.
I'll give you a pussy pop.
You're already supposed to.
I'll give you five pussy pops.
You already said you would. I only want one.
All right. So, what were the names of the guys you had sex with before porn?
I'm not telling you that. Then you're going to figure out.
Why not? Come on, tell me.
No.
Okay, well, what is it? What's so bad about it that you can't even tell me his name? Is it embarrassing that you dated him? Are you embarrassed that you dated this guy?
I'm not saying anything about that.
Well, I just asked the way you got into porn. You said it was an ex-boyfriend. That's a big story. You did it to get back at an ex-boyfriend, or he brought you into porn?
I was with him. It's not in porn. And, I don't know. We used to watch videos all the time, and then one day he's like, you should do one, just jokingly. And I wanted to, because I loved watching them, so. Then
okay.
I talked to Chris from Anabolic.
And then the rest is history.
Now, the rest is history.
Did you have sex with any of the guys that you had watched before? You said you liked watching porn. Did you get that?
No.
No? Who were some of the guys you watched and liked?
I don't know their names. Okay. I just looked at the girls.
Ah, did you have sex with the girls that you saw?
No. Devon is the first girl that I actually liked.
Ah. She's gone now.
I don't like fake tits, though.
No?
Yeah,
you have real tits.
Yes, I have real tits.
Now, if people go to clubkc.com, they'll see plenty of natural breasts.
Mine? I only have one girl scene on there right now.
Who's the girl? Well, I'm not going to know her. Never mind. Was she hot?
Yeah. She was a bitch, though.
Really? But did you treat her like a bitch in the scene? Sometimes that's okay, right? If you're going to be a bitch, then just, you know.
No, she was ugh, God. I do not like that girl.
Not a good thing. Okay.
No.
Well, let's not talk about that.
Okay.
Do you have a lot of boy-girl?
Yeah, I think there's like seven or
same guys or different guys or?
Different guys.
White guys, black guys, both?
One black guy so far, and the rest white guys.
So after Marcus, you were able to go back to white guys?
Yep.
We weren't sure there for a while. It looked like you were hooked on Marcus. And
I still am hooked on Marcus.
There was a rumor for a while that you guys got married. There were internet rumors that you got married.
Are you serious?
Yes. Because you guys were so convincing in that scene that people were convinced you were in love and ran off with him.
Maybe later.
What were the other internet rumors? There was one that said you got pregnant with his baby and that's why you left the industry.
Are you serious?
Yeah, these are all things I remember reading.
Why don't I know about this then?
Because you're probably not reading the same stupid gossip sites I was. So people would ask and I would say, I don't know. I don't know.
Wow.
So did you have Marcus's baby?
No.
Did you want to have his baby?
No, I do not want any kids.
No babies?
No, kids are not for me.
You just want Marcus's dick and his personality.
Yep.
And you want to see what's under the hat.
Dick first.
You want to see what's under the hat. Have you ever seen what's under the hat?
Yes.
You have? What, is he bald?
A shaved head.
He's shaved. Yes. So what is he with that? Does he have an ugly head?
I don't know. No. I have no clue.
Doesn't have like a pear-shaped head or something?
No.
Because if you know, if he shaved his head and it was lame, then he'd put a hat on it. No?
No.
He has a sexy head?
Yep.
Okay. So when did you get to see it?
Head of his dick.
How would I know what a sexy head of a dick looks like? They look the same to me.
In my job,
I never really see the head anyway. They're always busy somewhere. Okay, back to this. So you would come out, shoot a few movies, and go back to Florida.
Yep.
For months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So there were always these gaps, right?
Yep.
It was like a flood of Casey. We get 7-8 movies
and
at a time.
And then I disappeared.
And then she's gone. So then the rumor started. She retired. She flaked. She signed
a
contract.
She had Marcus's baby.
She had Marcus's baby. None of those are true.
No.
You just were in Florida doing what? Dancing or?
No.
Going to school?
Yep.
Just hanging out at the beach?
Yeah, I went to school.
Now, when you went back to Orlando, how long did it take for people to know that's the porno girl?
Not that long.
Imagine that.
Since I grew up there.
So the people you grew up with knew and know
yes,
now that you're.
Unfortunately.
You're a big old.
They're so annoying.
Porn hoe.
I'm not a hoe, bitch.
I'm sorry, big old porn slut. Nah. So they know?
Yes.
Are they surprised or did they just kind of go,
yeah? Yeah, surprised.
Why are they surprised?
Look at me, because I look so innocent.
You do, but that doesn't mean that you are not like the hellraiser of the school.
No.
Were you as innocent as you look?
Yeah.
So you just let this guy convince you to do porn?
Yep.
That's why you hate him.
I don't hate him.
No?
No.
He hates you.
No.
Yeah, he does. He told me.
You don't know who he is.
How do you know that? Not for sure. I may have heard rumors.
I'm not talking to
him
anymore.
Is he still male talent? Was he male talent?
Sure. Whatever you say.
I'm just interested. I'm just wondering if male talent went to Orlando, met this 18-year-old girl, and brought her back. That's quite a recruiting trip.
That's for me to know and you to find out.
All right, I'll find out. I'll check your earliest work and go, oh, that guy doesn't belong. Now, so Marcus was the first black guy I ever had sex with.
Yep.
But you'd only had 3 in. Do you know how many guys you've had in the business?
No.
50 movies, probably what, 70 guys maybe? Maybe not even that.
Yeah, what about the gangbang girl and gangbang auditions?
Yeah,
that right there is 17 just for those two.
But most of those guys you probably did in solo scenes too. Like Marcus was in all 3, right?
Yeah.
So probably around at least 50.
Yeah.
So that's a whole lot more.
Yeah.
Now, have you had a lot more sex off camera since then, or are you just too busy?
No. A lot more guys or sex?
Oh, are you more into girls now?
No. I'd rather dick. Definitely.
But you like girls?
Yes.
Did you like girls before you got into porn?
Yes. I told you I watched Avon. That was my favorite
girl.
Did you have sex with girls? No.
So you were attracted to women, but you hadn't had
sex?
Yeah. So what was your first girl-girl experience?
I think I was 18. Yeah. I hooked up with this girl and her boyfriend.
I'm not a porn girl?
No.
Was this before or after porn?
Right after.
So you just came back all horny and...
Yeah,
now,
pretty much.
The first time you came out, did you only do single guy scenes, or did you...
The first time I came out to L.A.?
To do movies.
Well, let me see. Oral Consumption was Eric Everhard and Mr. Marcus, so that was 2 right there.
And was that your first movie?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, we'll get back to that. But
no, so, I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, just that as a first movie, that's kind of severe.
I loved it.
Did you have to do like you did? They were doing toe sucking then, right?
Yeah.
It was about as and then ass licking.
They don't do that anymore.
Well, now it's all about as nasty as they can do it.
Yeah.
It's not quite just dicks and toes and ass. It's you know, it's a lot of dirty. Now Marcus had funky toes though, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
He had like the toe fungus.
Yeah.
That was pretty nasty.
There's something wrong with him.
So you like him even though he has funky toes?
Yes.
So your first movie was Oral Consumption.
Oral Consumption too. Yep.
Were you nervous? I mean, you had sex with...
I was, but I drank some vodka, so that calmed
so
me down.
So you went from three guys your whole life to five guys in a matter of, like, a couple hours.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good.
Yeah?
And I wasn't supposed to have sex with Marcus in Oral Consumption, but I did.
Because you liked him so much?
Yeah.
Was it, like, instant? You just saw him and you're like, I want that guy.
Yeah. My
what about Eric?
Boyfriend at the time wasn't too happy. I'm not
oh,
sad
I remember
to Eric.
That story. Boyfriend didn't like certain aspects about Marcus.
Oh, he didn't like that I fucked him on that scene.
Did your boyfriend know you were going to do a scene, but just didn't think you were
going to He was out there with me.
Right, but he knew. It wasn't like...
He knew it was a oral scene.
He didn't know you were going
to... It was fucking. But so who gives a shit? He knew
he
I
think,
was doing porn.
Did he think you were just going to be like an oral porn girl? You were only going to blow guys?
Who knows?
Oh, so he was a dick. Who was?
Yeah. Who? I don't know. You tell me.
So Eric and Lex, two pretty good looking guys, or Eric and Marcus, two good looking guys the first time out. Much better
yeah.
than it could have been. I mean, a lot of girls
yeah.
end up with Ed Powers or worse, if there is such
Eric's
thing.
Not my type.
No?
No.
What's wrong with Eric? He's white.
I don't know.
He's Canadian.
Not that.
You don't like Canadians.
I don't like his personality.
You're racist against Canadians.
No, I am not.
He's not as laid back as Marcus. He's a little
no,
more
No, he's kind of, I don't know.
He's kind of, I don't know.
He fucks too hard. I don't like that.
And you like slow and soft?
No.
Just not as
he
hard
just
as Eric.
Yeah, not as
not
hard.
Not as battering ram style.
Yeah.
Well, you're
like
a small
that.
Girl.
I know.
So, on ClubCasey.com, when you do the boy-girl scenes, who's directing? Are you directing the scenes with a camera person back there, or?
Pretty much.
So you get to like, be in charge?
Yep.
That's kind of
That's
cool.
what I love about it.
It's got to be different.
Yeah. It's completely
unlike,
different from what I'm used to, so.
Unlike that first scene. Now, who was Mike doing that at the time, or?
Mike
John.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they switched directors at one point.
Yep. Mike's the one that shot that.
And he didn't keep you for himself?
Nope.
Would you have done Mike if he was part of the scene?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay. Poor Mike. What exactly did you have to do in that? For those people who did not see it, it was Oral Consumption 7?
No, 2.
2. Close. 7, 2.
Not really.
The
five
numbers
apart.
Are close. I'm thinking how it looked in the thing. Now, you obviously suck dick. Yeah, big deal, right?
That's my favorite thing to do.
Is it really?
Yes.
What about the toe sucking? Did you like the toe sucking?
At the time I did. I used to like doing that, but now, I don't know.
But Marcus's toes were freaky.
Stop telling me that.
That was kind of gross. I have to say, it was hot to watch you, but that was kind of gross. And then what about the ass licking? Was that something new, or were you just...
No, that wasn't new at all.
No.
I had done that with the guy at the time. I don't know his name.
The guy that
we
will not name. The ex-boyfriend who...
Yes.
We've established has no name and is a dick.
Yes.
But you don't hate him.
I don't
him.
Think he has a dick, though.
Was he jealous because Marcus is so much bigger?
Probably.
Then he wouldn't like you sitting on my lap because I'm huge.
Really?
Massive.
Are you bigger than Mandingo?
Hell yes. You think you're sitting on my leg right now. No. It's a prosthetic foot.
Fuck, did you see that guy at the convention in
no.
the wheelchair?
No.
He was freaking me out completely. He took his leg and wrapped it all the way up here, and he's like, can you do that? And he just had this freaky face, and, oh, Christ, that guy scared me.
Okay. So, after Oral Consumption 2,
uh-huh.
where, yeah, you got nasty and had sex with Marcus.
Yep.
Bad, bad girl.
Yep.
good scene, though.
Yep.
You obviously had a good experience, so you were ready for more.
Actually, that experience was not fun at all.
No?
With my first time in L.A., no.
But that one...
I did not
get
along with Anna Pollock at all the first time.
But you liked Marcus, so...
Mm-hmm.
Who yep. else did you work for? Was it just Anna Pollock?
The first time, yeah. Actually, the first, second, and third time, I think.
Wow, so you were like kind of an unofficial Anna Pollock girl.
Mm-hmm.
Was that on purpose, or was it just they called and they kept calling?
No, it just happened.
Because I'm sure lots of people wanted to work with you. They just didn't know how to get in touch with you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that was a good way to do it, looking back? Or do you think maybe it would have been better to hit a few companies up?
Yeah, I kind of wish I would have just done a couple of anabolic videos and,
and tried a little more variety.
Yeah.
You would have widened your exposure, obviously.
Yeah.
But you didn't really need a whole lot of exposure to be popular. Because you did those movies and people loved you. Because you have this innocent face and you were just nasty. In a great way, you were...
Nasty in a good way.
You and Aurora Snow and Gage... And there were about four or five girls.
Is Gage even around anymore?
She's there at the show. I don't know if she does movies anymore. She's around.
Oh.
We actually were right near her booth.
Were we?
We were almost to her booth when you got mobbed by another batch of fans. But you guys all came in like almost the exact same time.
I was supposed to do the same with Gage actually for Anabolic, but I never did.
And you all looked super, super young because you all were 18, 19. You looked young, had natural bodies.
Yep.
A little bit of tattoo work at a time when girls had fake tits and tattoos everywhere, and people noticed right away.
Yep.
Were you getting any feedback then, or were you just out of the loop? Did you know how popular you were getting?
Not really. I mean, maybe if I lived in L.A., I would, but...
But you were kind of isolated.
Right.
And probably weren't reading the internet a whole lot then.
No, not at all.
Do you get a lot of feedback now on the website?
Yeah, definitely.
Have you found that most of the people who contact you on clubkc.com are new fans who found you through the website, or are they people who saw oral consumption again?
Yeah, people from...
So they're following your porn career into the web.
The whole time, yeah.
So that's
which
cool.
Which is awesome.
And you saw on the floor today.
Yes. That was so overwhelming.
Some guy brought a stack of DVD covers because he read on my site, she's going to be there, okay, he's got to bring his stuff.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, there was one guy who was very upset because that year he got his anabolic poster signed by everybody except you. He kept coming back over and over. So whoever that guy is, you should go to clubkc.com and bitch at her until she signs that poster. Get his ass down to Orlando and get it signed. So how long were you back in Orlando before you came back? We're doing like the whole history of Casey here.
I think, I want to say almost a year, but it was probably like 8 months or something.
And then Anabolic called again and you went back?
Yeah.
And was that the gangbang auditions then?
I believe so. Either the second or third time I went out there.
So that was Casey and five guys. First time with that many guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that? The scene looked great.
It was fun.
How was it fun?
Yeah, that one was fun. Gangbang Girl was definitely experience.
Was that the third time through?
I think so.
But that, of course, is a big honor. They don't pick very many gangbang girls, and they picked you. You don't think so? No? Not an honor? Was it a chore?
I don't know.
How many? Was it 12?
Yeah.
Did you like all 12? I won't ask you to name who you didn't like. Did you like all 12 guys?
Well...
Did you get to hand pick all 12 guys?
Some of them.
Some of
them. Not all of them.
Which is better than a lot of girls. A lot of girls get thrown out there, and here's your guys. So who did you hand pick?
Marcus.
Besides Marcus, who did you handpick?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Jesus, my memory's horrible.
All right. Now, is that the most guys you ever had sex with at one time?
Yes.
Would you ever do it again?
No.
For the right amount of money?
$1 million.
Okay, so Casey would do another
game. I'm never going to do one again.
Now, in the dark side, how many guys were there? That was three or four or five. Not dark side, the other one.
Gangland?
Yes.
Four.
Four guys. And Marcus again, and three other guys.
Marcus, Wesley Pipes.
Do you like his personality? Do you like Wesley's personality?
Uncomfortable? He's a little bit of a maniac.
He talks a lot.
Yeah. He's all like super hyper, and he's a spaz, but he's really nice.
He has a long dick. Do you like long or thick?
I prefer thickness over length.
So Marcus is definitely thicker, but Wesley's skinny but really long.
Yeah.
Now, what was the setup for your gangbang girl? They always do the cute little setup. What was yours?
The car thing. The used car lot.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you watch it?
I watched it 5 years ago, and I've watched 37 or 40 gangbang girls.
Jesus.
I'm watching them since you were born, probably.
Christ. Yeah, the used car lot thing.
Is that something you would ever do in real life?
No.
And they gave you a crappy car at the end, didn't they?
I don't think they gave me a car. They fucked me over.
Well, I thought they gave you like the keys to a crappy car. They promised
Did
you.
They?
I think I remember now. It was mostly on a couch. inside the office, right? Inside, it's supposed to be like the car lot office, I think.
I think so. I don't know.
It was hot. Very hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, other than Marcus, who are your favorite guys to work with?
Really, no one else.
Just Marcus.
Yeah.
How about girls?
Really, the only like bigger star that I work with is Jenna Hayes, but
and
I don't like that too much.
You didn't like the, what happened? Was it not a great experience?
She just annoyed me a lot. Sorry.
No, what did Jenna do that was annoying? Oh, I'm sorry. What did Jenna
her
do
voice.
To you that was annoying? I see.
Everything about her just drove me insane.
Was she good though? Does she eat pussy well? Not particularly.
No.
Okay. Well, that's a diplomatic
answer. What mean?
Does she taste good?
Yeah.
Okay. So she just wasn't that good with this girl scene.
Mm-mm.
Do you think you're more into girls than she is? Or do you think she's just lame?
She's just lame. I do not like her. Sorry.
Wow, you don't like a lot of people. You don't like Everett. You don't like Lex. You don't like Jenna Hayes. You don't like Jules Jordan. You don't like Mr.
Marcus. I like
Marcus.
Jules Jordan.
Now, since we brought him up... You worked for him more than once, right? No?
I think two or three times.
Yeah, he liked working with you. And you
worked
with Joey Silvera.
He's awesome. Yeah, I love Joey.
In a kooky little scene. Joey scenes are always kind of...
Yeah. He's such a spaz, too. But he's awesome.
He put you out on the street, right? Or no?
No.
He does it with a lot of guys. Like, puts him on the sidewalk and, like, really skimp you out.
No, he doesn't do that with me. Maybe he likes me more. Maybe I'm special with Joey. Special.
Did he let you pick the guys, or was that just kind of a...
Oh, Mark Davis. That's my other favorite guy.
He was probably in all those early anabolic things with you.
He was
in most of
those
gangbangs.
I think he was in Gang Bang Girl.
Yeah.
And he did the... He was in the Joey Silvera scene with me.
So it was Mandingo and Mark Davis and somebody else we can't remember.
Yeah.
Was the other guy good? We just can't remember. Well, we can plug his name in later. And that other guy.
The other guy.
Yeah.
Does Mark Davis still do videos?
Sometimes. Not very often.
He's old.
Yeah, he's like my age.
How old are you?
No. I'm 38. He's older than that.
38?
Yeah.
I'm fucking a 36-year-old. So you're not that old.
Thanks. I'm not too old for Casey to fuck. Or I'm almost not too old. I'm only 2 years too old for Casey to fuck. Now, there was a time, another rumor was that you'd stopped doing white guys. That all you were doing was interracial.
Rumors.
I'm addressing them.
I know.
Because all these people out there are wondering, is it true? Did you go back? Once you went black, did you go back?
Yes, I went back.
But now,
you know
were
I
back
heard?
And forth, right?
Do you know what I heard?
What'd you hear?
Once you go Mexican, you'll never want sex again.
Oh. What was the one that Jimmy and Con always say on the air? That once you go white, your box will stay tight.
That's awesome.
Okay. So you did go back after black, but you go back and forth, right?
Back and forth.
Yeah, you like both.
But you know what? I've never been with a black guy in my personal life.
Really? Only on film. Now,
is that weird?
The one black guy you did for your website, clubcasey.com.
Yeah.
Is he a regular porn performer or just a...
No.
No. So that's almost like private life. I mean, he's a civilian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could
he be in porn? If he flew to the valley and, you know. Does he need some work, maybe? A little more experience?
Some length.
Oh, wait a second. Now, how big was he?
Small. For a black guy, apparently all black guys don't have huge dicks.
Were you surprised when you saw his dick?
Yes.
Because if you've never had sex with a black guy in your personal life, that means you've worked with porn black guys. So Marcus, Lex, Mandingo, Wesley Pipes.
Yeah.
I mean, of those guys, Marcus is the smallest, and he's pretty big.
He's the smallest?
Well, the shortest.
The shortest.
Lengthwise.
He is the shortest in height, too.
Well, that's true. So were you surprised to see this guy, that he didn't, you know, whip out a...
Yeah, definitely.
Were you disappointed? Does it show in the scene? Can we see in your eyes, oh, man.
No, it was definitely still fun.
I could have hired a white boy for this.
I don't know, but I need to get Marcus on my fucking website.
Okay.
That's all I know.
All right, well, you know, we'll talk to his people.
Okay.
You were talking to his people the other night.
But I was wasted.
A little bit.
A little bit?
So we want to get Marcus on clubkz.com.
Yes, we do.
So, Marcus, write to Casey. Casey wants to fuck you again.
Again.
Do you think maybe he's bored of fucking you?
Nope.
No? But he hasn't called you. In how many years?
He doesn't have my phone number anymore. And no, I don't have his.
Don't you feel rejected? Don't you feel sad?
Are you trying to make me feel bad?
Just a little. Because you wouldn't tell me who this.
Marcus still loves me.
Marcus probably still does love you.
Yep.
But he loves everybody, so don't feel special.
Only me.
All right. We should probably move forward.
Okay.
If you could pick one scene you've done before we'll do videos and then we'll do your website scene. One of your video scenes that you think was the hottest. Which would it be?
I'm still going to have to say Gangland 33 just because that's the one that I enjoyed the most.
Was it just the four guys worked the best or?
Everyone had an awesome vibe and all of us had a few drinks beforehand, so it was awesome. I loved it.
Would you have continued the scene after it was over, if the cameras were off?
Yeah.
Yeah? You would have just been like, all right, get the crew out of here, we'll finish up. Have you ever done that?
Nope.
No, never?
Oh, with Marcus, maybe.
Have you fucked Marcus in your private? Not in private?
He's the only black guy I've fucked in private life, okay. But I don't consider that.
Well, no, because it was a business contact. And...
But yeah, I've fucked him off camera before.
Is he the only guy? So in your 50 movies, the only one you've ever fucked off camera was Marcus?
Yep.
Because you love him.
Yep.
You're in love with this man. Now, for the website, what do you think would be the hottest scene?
Do you really want me to tell you?
Yes, of course.
I'm getting fucked from behind on all fours, and my head's in the toilet. Getting fucked in the ass. And I think it's so hot.
Did you think it was hot at the time?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm all into that. And
which part? Getting fucked in the ass or having your head in the toilet?
Both.
Well, we can go finish the interview on there.
Really?
Yeah. You want to go put your head in the toilet?
No.
That would make for some cool audio. Echo. I can just, like, spank your ass while your head's in the toilet. I can't fuck you in the ass.
Nope.
No.
Sorry.
Well, I might be right now. You wouldn't even know it. I'm actually in your ass right now. You can't even feel it.
Really?
Yeah. That's how good I am. Okay, so that scene was your favorite because, it's just nasty?
Yeah, it was so dirty and... just hot. Completely hot.
That was another
hot.
Local Florida guy? Whose idea was it for that scene? Was that yours or was it his?
Mine.
And?
I have a dirty mind.
Did it evolve into toilet or was it...
No, that was planned out.
Come here, I want to put my head in the toilet. You're going to fuck me in the ass.
Yeah, it was all planned out.
Was that inspired by a real life event?
Yep.
It just happened in your real life and you're like, I like this.
Oh, yeah. I've done it before.
Was it clean?
My favorite...
A clean toilet?
Yes, it was
okay,
clean.
Okay, well, don't.
But listen to this. Yeah. We poured rum in the toilet to make it look like piss.
You're a very dirty girl.
I know.
What is the nastiest thing you've ever done? Besides Marcus'
piss stuff?
Do you get pissed on or pissed? Do you do the pissing?
Pissed on.
Do you like
I think being? I do. I have to have a lot of drinks, though, to do that.
So
I can't
this
just do that.
With you, probably.
Maybe.
Do you prefer girls or guys to pee on you?
I've never had a girl pee on me.
So you like guys to pee on
yep.
you?
Yep.
Would you like your girl to pee on you?
Definitely.
Okay. We'll tell Aurora later. And she actually has trouble. You should try and get her because she really has trouble peeing on camera.
Does she?
She has like a really shy bladder.
Why?
She's done it, but it took her a long time. And she's, you know. Okay. So that's the nastiest thing you've ever done.
Yep.
All right. Was there anybody throughout the 5 years that you didn't get to work with? You worked with Marcus, but you want Marcus for ClubCasey.com. Was there anybody you missed working with that, you know...
That I just haven't?
Yeah.
Tegan. I told you that you're supposed to introduce me to her and you didn't.
You
was
weren't
she there?
Here. She was gone by the time you got here. Because she was going for the award show. She's looking good.
I'm mad at you then.
Didn't
she pop out a kid?
Yeah, 2 months ago. Still has a nice flat tummy. She looks good. I can show you pictures later. Yeah. She owes me a blowjob. Two.
Two?
Two. Yeah, she
Jesus.
Owes me two. I know.
She owes me a pussy looking.
I collect them like baseball cards. I just spread them out on
so
a
So what do I owe you?
You're doing it. You don't owe me anything. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. No, you owe me that blowjob, remember?
Sure, that one.
Right, yeah, that one. You know, that one from that time.
Right.
Okay, good.
I remember.
Just a few more drinks and that'll make sense. You said earlier you like sucking dick. Speaking of blowjobs, is that still your favorite thing to do?
Yes.
Has it always been your favorite thing to do?
No. Can you believe I had intercourse before sucking dick?
I can believe it. At 16, I can believe it.
Yeah. And I didn't like it at first.
No?
No.
What didn't you like?
I don't know. It was just weird for me. But now that's absolutely my favorite thing to do.
When did it become your favorite thing to do?
When I was 17.
So it didn't take you very long to start liking
No, not at all.
Was that your favorite thing to do on camera?
Yeah. Definitely.
Which, you know, makes sense. You do oral consumption.
Yep.
But you were doing more than sucking dick there. Do you do stuff like that on ClubCasey.com? Are you licking toes and licking asses? And
ass licking. No toe sucking.
Who had the worst tasting ass in porn?
No one. No, everyone showers.
Who had the best tasting ass in porn?
I don't know. Christ. Marcus? I hope everyone tastes like soap.
Marcus?
Yep.
Were there ever any really horrible experiences with ass licking?
No.
Like someone farts or something? No? None of that.
No.
All right. What else? What else should we talk about?
I don't know. What should we talk about?
You don't have to keep filming if you don't want to.
Oh, no.
Are we running out?
Okay.
So we should probably wrap it up. Is there anything else? We covered all that.
Yeah, we covered
Okay, now you're on the floor today. Right now, you're not really looking to shoot movies. You're looking to shoot for ClubCasey.com.
Yep, just my website pretty
but
much
But maybe
right now.
The right maybe. Project you'd be interested?
The right price, the right project.
The right guys.
Yeah, the right Marcus. Guys. Marcus. Again.
Well, now let's say you're going to shoot another four-man scene for whoever. Tell me who I should call to work with you. Marcus, and what are the three?
Mark Davis.
Even though he's old? You said he was old.
I know, okay. But I
Marcus,
still love him. He's
Davis.
Awesome. I don't know who else. Those are my two favorite guys.
So just any other two guys?
Yep.
All right. I'll
Black guys.
They have to be. So Davis is the only white guy?
Yeah.
Damn.
That'd be kind of hot. Three black guys and one white guy. And a little white girl like me.
I'm not that into that, you know. I wouldn't like three black guys and a white kid with me, but that's just me, you know. I mean, you're different than me. You're kind of nasty that way.
Yep.
But, you know, three black girls and one white girl would work. How about that? You, me, and three black girls.
Nope.
Not so into the black girls or not so into me?
Black girls.
Oh, what a good answer. All right, really quick, height.
5'5".
Weight.
120.
Oh, okay. Measurements.
34C. I don't know anything else.
Okay. And natural still, 5 years later.
Yep. Always and will be.
Oh, promise?
Promise.
On tape. Your word.
I promise. Oh. I do not like fake tits.
Okay. Do you try and shoot girls for ClubCasey.com with natural tits?
The girl on there that I hate has fake tits. But actually, hers weren't that bad.
It's probably hard to find natural tits.
Unfortunately.
Girls who will do porn.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And you have the tattoo back here that I've been rubbing for like the last hour.
Yep.
Any others? I don't see any. You're naked. Oh, okay. And what is this for?
It doesn't mean anything.
No, it's just pretty.
Yep. And this one.
Any more? Okay, and that's a heart. And the one in the back, is it any special symbol or just...
It's a girl's face.
Okay, well, I've never seen it
you
up close.
Did you see my ass, Roger?
No, I've actually never seen your tattoo. I've seen your ass a lot. Oh. Is it anyone special or just...
No. It's from my favorite band.
And what's the lettering on your back? And this round spot here.
ClubCasey.com.
ClubCasey.com. So is that about it? Did we do it?
Yep.
You're working for the website. Some special projects. So if, you know... I mean, do you have anybody in mind who you'd like to call if they're reading this? Do you want to say? Or do you just want to let people...
Well, I definitely work for Anabolic again, of course. Because, I mean, I got along with them really good.
And maybe Jules Jordan?
Definitely.
Would you...